This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for Little Victories
with Allie and DZ.
Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
Always starting the show with Little Victories because we're rooting for you guys.
That
and
part.
We want things to go good for you.
Mm-hmm.
I know yesterday, because we always start and end the show with Little Victories, I closed the show with Little Victories. And unfortunately, it was all about me, and it's not supposed to be. It's supposed to be about them.
But it was your birthday, so I feel like understandably so and respectfully so as well, OG.
A ton of voice messages about me. So we have to do better today when we close the show. You have to leave your little victories for us on the Odyssey app.
Fair enough.
Or call in and give us your little victories, and then maybe you'll get them heard back on the show.
You know little victories are always welcome. 414-533-1037. Mm-hmm. If you got one right meow right now, what's the word?
My little victory is that I remembered to bring in this garbage on the couch in the studio.
Garbage?
And I can't wait to tell you what it is and why, because DZ looked at me. There's four items that look like trash.
Is that an expletive? I said, what in the expletive is this?
It was so funny when you asked me what the bleep, and I was like, I've been waiting for you to ask me what the bleep.
It didn't take very long.
Because I can't wait to tell you why I have four random items from my house on the couch.
Little victories that now I gotta take your trash home?
You're taking my trash home.
Wow.
You absolutely are. You are gonna take it and you're gonna enjoy it. You're gonna enjoy it. Let's go to the phones.
It's a little victory, so let's celebrate something.
Hi, let's go to one. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
This is Rachel from Watertown again.
Oh,
hey,
is this day three?
Is it?
Day three.
She's on a roll.
Working on getting her own theme song by calling 5 days in a row. Is that your little victory, or do you have a different one, Rachel?
Well, that's going to be my weekly victory, but my daily victory is I took a shower this morning.
Hey, that part. Smelling fresh and so clean. Even though that's already taken, sorry.
Honestly, that is a little victory. There are days where I don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
It's work.
But you gotta.
It's annoying.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to be cold when you get out. You might have to shave. You might have to wash your hair.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Annoying. That's a little victory.
But that's a win. That's a dub. That's a little victory.
Rachel, thank you for calling. Congrats on your little victory. We're very happy for you.
Day four. Bye. She was fun.
She was funny. You want to take one more?
It's up to you, dog.
Screw it. Why not? Let's go to line two.
Ooh-wee.
Little victories are hot. You can text or call them in. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
This is Shoop. Good morning.
John Shoop.
Let's get you right, Papa. Let's get you right.
He's already got his own theme song. Come on. Hello, Shoop, our new friend who we finally met in person. How are you?
Just a step ahead of Rachel.
I'm doing well. How are you this morning?
We're great. What's your little victory?
My little victory is I left the house having pressed play on the laundry and the dishwasher. So when I come home, it'll be done.
Ooh,
wow.
Yep. My dog.
I feel that in my soul, and now I'm going to text my children and tell them to clean the kitchen so it's clean when I get home.
Y'all better match Shoop's energy this morning. Don't play with us. That's a little victory right there.
That part. Thanks for calling, Shoop. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Later, Mary. Much
All
love.
Right. Thanks for sharing your little victories. You can always leave us a voice message on the Odyssey app. And the question of the day is coming up next, DZ.
Big next.
I'm excited for this question of the day. Don't forget Morgan Wallen tickets coming up after Am I the Jerk at 7:45.
And more.
Oh, an orphan boy did something yesterday that set me off.
Oh, I was talking about Pride Fest. No,
that's coming up at 8:40.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
All right, it's okay, DZ. You were trying to help me plug in and hit the buttons. You were A for effort for helping your teammate, dude.
And P for producer, because that's what we need.
I love you sometimes, dude. What? You are hysterical. So yesterday, if you were listening later in the show, we talked about your gas station adventure.
Do you remember
this yesterday?
I remember. I had a gas station adventure, and I'm not even a person that reminded you of it.
Mm-hmm. So I want to replay this voice message. You can always leave us a voice message on the Odyssey app anytime. Mm-hmm. And this is what Jose did yesterday, which then triggered a memory for you.
Big ups, Jose.
Can I play this voice message first? This is so funny.
Hey, guys. My name's Jose. I just wanted to give you guys a shout out. I saw DZ yesterday pumping gas, giving out free gas for some customers. I just wanted to tell you guys, you guys are doing a great job. I did not expect DZ to be that tall. I know Ali's always talking about how tall she is, but I did not expect Dizzy to be that tall.
Jose, he's tall.
Anyways, good luck and speedy recovery when you get your surgery done. And if you ever
come on my knee surgery,
need anything on there, just give a shout out on the radio. We're neighbors. I don't live that far away.
Wait for it.
The city you stay on. Thanks for you too, and I have a walker, man. I also didn't want to take a picture. I feel like that would be a jerk move. You leave with your kids. But yeah, man, can't wait to tell my kids because my kids and I listen to you guys before I drop them off in school.
Shout out Jose, man. Shout out Jose. We should have taken a picture. Listen, he said we're neighbors. I really don't stay that far from that gas station. So I'm going to see you again, my boy.
I want to address a few things. One, I do always say I'm tall. I'm 5'11". DZ is just as tall, if not taller.
I'm 5'12".
DZ's 5'12". Not only that, he talked about your surgery. You have knee surgery next week.
Shh, we don't got to.
Which is okay.
We don't got to keep addressing that.
At 31, he's getting his cartilage put back in after a person dies. True
New
story.
New cartilage and bone, baby.
Be an organ donor. This is why. You didn't even know your cartilage could help someone like DZ.
It's quite important, actually.
And then I want to talk about the gas station you saw him at, because yesterday on the show, we found out the entire story of Jose, which was you stole gas, DZ.
It leads us to the question of the day, dog. Because
things you paid for and left behind. I should have said that from the beginning, because you ran into Jose at the gas station and he watched you steal gas. What have you guys paid for and left behind? 414-533-1037, because I've left Diet Coke in a cart and cried. Explain for everyone who didn't hear at the end of the show yesterday how you stole gas, Jeezy.
So hear me out. I didn't steal somebody's gas.
Whenever you say hear me out, it's going downhill quick.
A gentleman had put prepaid $10 worth of gas at pump 3 at this gas station. Mm-hmm. Y'all know me. My number's 3. I pulled up to pump 3, had my kids with me, like Jose said in the voice message.
You're serious about this lucky number.
It is. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
But Anyway, digressing.
Yeah.
Pulled up to the pump. Sammy was talking about, I want to see the gas. I want to see the, he's really into like how cars work, yada, yada right now, our 3-year-old. So I'm like, all right, Sammy, let me open this door. I had thought, boom, tap to paid, not paid attention, heard beeps and boops from the gas
pump. Moved on with your life and pumped.
Grabbed, pumped. I only pumped $10 and then the machine stopped. I went, what the? No, I was trying to like unlock the load, baby. I was trying to fill up. Lo and behold, I print the receipt. Somebody had prepaid $10, then left the pump without
pumping.
The guy
forgot he paid. If that is not so us in 2025 to forget you paid for gas, come out and leave.
Left.
I forget things I did 3 minutes ago. I walked to the kitchen and can't remember what the hell I went there for, dude.
This man put 10 pumps, $10 on the pump and then left immediately.
Which means he's broke if you only put 10 on, by the way, so I feel for the poor guy.
Frugal, he's frugal.
Whatever, he has 10 to spend. You know what I'm talking about.
Right.
He put 10 on and drove off, that poor guy. Mm-hmm. I felt so bad when I heard you stole his gas.
He whipped it right back because I was trying to figure it out. And he said, hey man, I just put $10 on that pump. Did you by chance? I said, yep, I sure did, my bad. Go to pump 5, I got you, Poppy.
And you paid for his gas.
I put $10 in his pump because I still needed more gas than just $10.
Well, Jose saw all this go down.
He watched it all happen.
He watched you steal gas. That's great. That's so funny.
Which leads us to the question of the day again.
Things you paid for and left behind. Because like I said, I've left things in carts. And
all
that makes me so upset when I do that, honestly. 414-533-1037. Let me pull up the voice messages. And you can always text. That number works for both. Let's go to 1, see who it is. And what they paid for and, you know, left behind. Hi, Kiss. Who's this?
Jinx.
Hey there. Hey, guys.
Hold on. Saucy Swandra. There she is.
Oh, yeah, she's different.
Yes, I am.
Taurus season has now commenced. We have entered Gemini season.
We're done.
Saucy, our month is over. Enter DZ's month.
It's all time now.
Congratulations.
Congrats on Gemini season starting. All right, for real though, Saucy, what did you honestly pay for and leave behind?
Well, I don't pay for things and leave it behind. However, I'll grab it and I'll walk out. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't pay for that.
So I have to turn around and go back in and pay for it.
Yeah, that's
thieving, Sauce. Yeah.
You know, I'm like, oh my gosh, they're going to think I'm a thief.
You are.
Yes. I'm technically, because thieves would have walked away and not paid for it. Touché. I always go back in and pay for it.
You are.
She said, surprise. Accidental thief. I'll be coming back to pay for it.
She walks out with unpaid merchandise. They think I'm stealing.
They think I'm stealing.
They think I'm stealing. How dare them?
Now you're stealing. You're like, oh, yeah, I know. I got it. I just realized also I'm coming right back. Thank you very much.
It happens a lot.
Yeah, it does.
It happened even yesterday. I'm like, oh my gosh, did I not bring this up?
You're hysterical.
Nope.
All right, Saucy, thanks for calling. You always make us laugh. Have a good day.
You guys too. Bye.
Bye, Sauce.
She said, I walk out.
I be not paying for stuff. So the flat screen TV, I walked out. I forgot to scan.
She's out of her mind sometimes. Somebody said they accidentally stole a bottle of tequila in the cart at a grocery store. It was tragic.
Yeah, I've done that before, too.
Bella and Kenosha, girl, texted that in. You can't forget tequila.
All the time. Whoops.
Daryl and Racine said, I forgot a case of Red Bull in my cart after grocery shopping. Red Bull's expensive, too.
I've done the gas thing. Honestly, that's why I felt for my man.
Oh, man.
I've done the gas thing. I've done the groceries. I feel like it'd be getting egregious out here. My mom just drops money on the ground. She doesn't even have to pay for nothing and leave it. She'll just drop $100 randomly from time to time.
Oh, well, the phones are ringing, so we're going to talk to you guys next. 414-533-1037. The question of the day is, what did you pay for and leave behind, like the guy who left his gas in the pump for DZ.
Thanks, my guy.
You're welcome.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
We're talking about things you paid for and left behind because we got a voice message from Jose in Bayview who saw you at the gas station, DZ, stealing someone's gas.
Accidentally pumped a guy's gas. He pumped and then drove off. That's not my fault that I didn't pay attention either. It was $10. I repaid it when he showed back up.
Another day, we're going to talk about things you forgot about because this is similar, but that's a whole nother topic.
True.
Like driving away, and I mean,
he just skirted right off.
It's similar, but that's a deeper thing.
There's a few stories that you can pull from this one. Well, but this is funny.
Listen, Kelly is in Sussex this morning. And
R. Kelly,
she called 5 days in a row, has her own theme song. And she said somebody gave her what they left behind. I'm confused. Kelly, explain.
They let you keep it like a reward?
Hold on.
Good morning.
Hi. We always say good morning. I'm like, spill it.
Right. Like, what do you mean? You got to keep it.
What?
So I was at the grocery store and someone was bagging my groceries for me.
Bagging? Yeah.
Someone before me must have left a bag of groceries.
A bag? A bag, technically.
A bag of groceries. So I got all the way home and realized that, this bag isn't mine.
She had the wrong one. I'm following.
Wait. Yeah, and it was filled with.
I would have kept it too. There's no way I would have went back.
It was filled with a bag of shrimp and steak.
Ooh. Yeah, she had a little.
Oh, you're going
turf.
To hell! Just when I thought we could be friends, and she had a moral compass, she doesn't.
Nope.
You know
trade
what?
Off.
We are definitely going to be friends.
Trade off.
Love it, Kelly.
It'd be like that sometimes.
Love it. All right, have a great day. She stole steak and shrimp. She's crazy,
and I respect it.
You know, just when you think your friends are the innocent ones, you realize they're a savage.
They're savages. Big savage. Little surf and turf in your life.
No wonder Kelly and I get along so well. Danielle's in Butler, last but not least. We're talking about things you left behind. Only Danielle wants to talk about money being thrown away.
Oh, see, she her mom like
she
my mom.
She heard about your mom. Because Jen in Lake Geneva texted in. She said, apparently I need to be following DZ's mom, just dropping hundreds everywhere.
I swear, I used to.
Dude, Danielle
says
that's
what my mom did. She threw away 250s.
I've been there.
Oh, hell no.
And she threw away my sister's AirPods by accident.
How?
Are we related for real, for
real? And that was in the courthouse garbage, so they couldn't get those back.
You can't, yeah.
You and Danielle are kindred spirits. We're learning between the vacuum that you borrowed from her, between now your moms both drop money everywhere. I'm realizing you and Danielle
between our friends asking for advice all the time.
My lucky numbers being 13 and then 3.
I'm telling you.
Aaron's like
Listen, come on,
Danielle,
now.
Everybody has a favorite on the show, and it can't can't always be me. So congratulations, DZ.
Low key.
You have a fan.
Congratulations,
oh
Danielle.
My God. No. It's all the stars align, I guess.
No, DZ's
that
awesome.
That part.
So what is with you two and your moms, though? I mean,
I don't know what's with us.
She had something in her hand with the money, and then all of a sudden, like, she just threw away the McDonald's bag, and then she's like, where's my money? And I'm like, did you just legit throw it away? So
what
I had to, like,
hell?
Go into the Walmart garbage the and heli? Find it for her. I'm
what
like,
the heliante? Because let me just add, Danielle, let me just end with this, and let me ask this. Your mom just carries money loose in her pocket, does she not?
She does.
Anyway.
Is it... 103.7 Kiss FM. Before we get into what would DZ do this morning,
what's up?
Which looks like a good one about a friendship fizzling out.
Is this good, weird, bad? I don't even know.
Well, I can't wait to get into it, but I just want to remind everyone, don't forget, we have Morgan Wallen tickets at 7:45 because he's going to be at Camp Randall in Madison at the stadium.
You're going to love somebody there.
Uh-huh. That's June 29th. And then we're giving away 3-day VIP passes to Pride Fest at 8:40.
June 5th, 6th, and 7th.
One more thing. I know a lot of Disney Descendants fans are listening, especially on their way to middle school and high school right now because they start earlier.
Or grown school, like your jobs.
And a very special girl, Leomani Segura, is actually in new movie. She's from Racine, if you know Leomani. She's from Racine. She's in the Disney Descendants Zombies Worlds Collide. The tour is coming to Fiserv on August 5th, and she's apparently in the movie. So go try to win those at 1037kissfm.com.
Woo!
I mean, it's a lot, but at least we're giving everybody something.
I wouldn't say a lot. It feels like just enough for the love and appreciation y'all show us. We love and appreciate back in the form of giving y'all stuff. Because guess what? You can still go to the flyaway.
Oh, I forgot about Beyonce in Houston. Just for listening, a friend of mine is a
we're not even done.
Huge Beyonce fan. She called me this weekend. She goes, "I've been listening for 3 hours straight. Am I entered to win yet?"
You better be, dang! Because at 3 hours,
I said, "Girl, you only need an hour a day." But okay, thank you.
Keep racking up hours, though. Go ahead.
She is obsessed with Beyonce.
She
was on the app nonstop. Anyway, you know what? Are you ready for What Would DZ Do?
Yeah, I think so.
Go win all that stuff. Good luck.
Yep.
All right, let's go.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
What do you mean, should you let your friendship fizzle out?
Per usual, I think we got to go with the Kissmas Protection Program.
Oh,
so we're going to read it and decide a name throughout it.
Okay.
But every
day, DZ helps someone. You can always slide into our DMs if you need help or email us because we do get emails. Am I the jerk at 1037kissfm.com? They
email
send
wherever.
Their What Would DZ Do's to that too, which is fine.
Well, it's because we don't have a What Would DZ Do email
and
set up.
And you know what's funny? It would take 5 seconds to set it up, but it'd take an email and I haven't done it. So anyway, welcome to me.
I'll do it.
P for producer.
P for producer, son.
No, seriously, I can do it. Okay, seriously.
It says, should I let the friendship fade? I don't know if this is a guy or a girl, man. I was thinking it was a guy, but it might be a girl. I guess I'll let y'all decide.
Okay, let me hear it then.
I've had a friend for years, 8+ to be exact. They've always been somebody who's kind and supportive to me. But lately, our conversations just feel weird, daunting, draining, and forced. There's been no falling out. There's been no backstab. There's been no betrayal. Just slow quietness. Feels like a mutual disconnection. And it makes me wonder whether our real connection still exists. It makes me wonder if I should just let it fade away. Does this make any sort of sense?
Yes, it does, actually. But go on.
Do I let it fade without a dramatic talk or explanation? I know the idea is to always have a quote-unquote conversation, but do we always have to have one? Or am I avoiding something that I owe them? I'm torn between guilt and honesty, and I wonder if anyone else has ever been through this.
Yikes.
So they got a friend, 8+, let's just call it 10 years, right?
Yep.
And they've always been kind, supportive, great, but lately the conversation feels forced, weird, and awkward.
Yep.
There's been no backstab, there's been no betrayal, there's been no nothing, but you're wondering if you just let it fade?
Do you stay friends just because you've been friends for a long time? This is such a good question because, I've lived a lot of life. You've lived a lot of life. And I've had friends from high school, middle school, college, my first job, my second job, my third job, my fourth job.
Throughout all the jobs
we've
had.
I mean, when you get to my age, which is 40, you know, then you have a lot of different friends from different avenues.
Unless you've worked
at the same job your whole life, right?
Yeah.
So this happens. Friendships fade. You lose the connection. You lose the things you have in common.
A lot.
And I think it's okay, but I think we feel this need
to stay connected and stay friends.
Think about, you know, I got my two girls from high school, Corey and Christina. We love to go on trips together. We went to Mexico. We go to Chicago. We meet up.
Mm-hmm.
That was not the whole group in high school. There were about six of us, okay?
Okay,
but think
okay.
about this. So
okay.
20 years later, it's the three of us.
A couple, not everybody.
Because there, you go different ways. You have
different lives,
bonds.
Different paths, different
you
bonds.
You stay in touch with some people and others you don't, and there is a reason for that or not. But I'm saying, I think it's okay to evolve and be friends with new people. We're so used to being stuck with the same ones, but having new friends gives you new perspectives.
Can I ask a question, though? Why end a friendship if nothing's mm-hmm. wrong with the friendship? Mm. Right? Why let a friendship fade? Right? Because I've got friends that I don't talk to on a regular basis, but if they hit me
you
up...
You come back together, it works.
It clicks. We click, and it's like nothing ever happened. I've got friends that I haven't spoke to in probably 5 or plus years that if they were to call me today, and if I'm able to help them with whatever it is that they need, I'm going to respond and I'm going to hit them back. Now, has our relationship been as tight and like close? Have we been as locked in as we were ages ago?
No.
But am I still going to hold them
but
down?
But you pick up like nothing happened.
Like nothing.
Well,
why do you have to let a relationship fade? That's my question.
You don't, but sometimes there are people I've known for years and years and they'll be like, you want to get together for lunch? And I'll be like, sure. And we'll go to lunch and I'll be like, well, this was a snooze fest.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be rude, but I'm forcing a friendship
now.
I don't need to be friends with this person. This is forced. Oh, I was going to grab the phone. And then it stopped ringing.
Who hung up? Whoever was calling, call back.
I know who it was. Fine, go to line one. Maybe they'll call back because I saw it. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Yo, it's your boy, the ROG. Oh, what's going on?
Oh, let's get you right.
Bring him out. He's got his own theme song.
Yo, good morning, Alex DZ, Milwaukee Stand Up. It's your boy, the OGR. If you don't know now, you know. Let's go.
Roger, DZ today on What Would DZ Do? Somebody wrote in and wants to know what to do. They've had a friend for 8+ years, but...
They want to know if they should just let it fizzle.
Feel
Why?
Like it's been... The conversations feel forced and draining. I'm telling you, they're bored.
They're bored. But I'm saying, why does that mean you have to end a friendship if they've always been kind and supportive to you? They've always held you down. There's been no falling out, no backstabbing.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody taking nobody's boyfriend or girlfriend.
Why it doesn't do you matter. You're bored. Roger, what do you think?
You're selfish then.
Maybe.
Not really. I mean, it's exactly like DZ said. I mean... They're just tired right now, you know. They just got to get some time off, you know. And it's just like DZ said. I mean, I have friends for years and years. And when we get back together, it's like nothing ever happened.
But Roger, there are friends you don't have anything in common with anymore. And I think that's what we need to address is when you get back together with the ones you don't have anything in common with, and it feels forced and it feels draining. And because sometimes, and maybe I sound selfish, but sometimes I go out with people, I'm like, you just aren't fun. Like, I'm not enjoying this. Life is too short. You got to be with people you enjoy spending time with, not people that it's forced and draining.
But
you know?
if they're always kind. Kind of supportive, and you're the one that's feeling
it
like
it makes you look like a jerk.
It makes you look off-putting.
It makes you look like I don't want to be your friend, but you don't want to be their
friend.
Some
time off.
Yeah,
they just need some time off from each other. I mean, it gets like that sometimes.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. I think she's capping.
Let it go naturally. I mean, don't break it off because if this is your friend for 10 years, that's a friend.
Mm-hmm. That's
you know,
a
just
genuine
like
friend.
DZ said. Exactly, just like DZ said. I got friends that I haven't talked to in a couple of years or whatever, but if they make that call, I'm your friend. I'm going to be there for you.
I hear a falling out. I'm not hearing a friendship ending, bro. Why let it fade?
Yeah.
You could just stop talking every day or as much as you do.
My ADHD's talking when I say maybe she's bored. I mean, honest to God.
Maybe.
I do have friends that have asked me to hang out and go out to dinner or lunch, and I've said to other people, I feel like a jerk, but I don't want to spend time with this person because... I just don't. Like, there's nothing wrong with them. They're not a bad person, but we have nothing
exactly.
to talk about. I don't want to waste a lunch with this person. I don't know why we're getting together, and it feels forced.
I genuinely feel like that's different than this scenario, though.
Really?
If those same people
why?
Were to call you and be like, Allie, I just got a flat tire on the highway. Can you come scoop? Mm-hmm. Would you go scoop?
Sure.
That's a friend.
See? That's
a friend.
Friend.
She wants to end this friendship for no reason, being, now if this person were to call, I'm not going to hold
but
you down.
But she said, should she let it fade without a dramatic talk or explanation, I'm like, yeah, let it fade. Yeah, that's what I say. Then they'll call somebody else.
But you also don't have to end the friendship. Like, you don't have to cut them off.
Let it fade. I agree. Let it fade. Don't have a talk about it. That's
just stop
weird.
Hitting them
just
up.
Stop hanging out.
But don't think of it as a friendship ended.
No, no.
See, DV, Allie needs a special kind of friend. She needs a friend with all the energy.
You know what,
Bye,
Roger?
Roger?
You're right. I do need a friend with a lot of energy. Bye, Roger.
Much love.
That's an understatement. You can't keep up with me, man.
What a fool.
It's true. I get bored. All right, let's go. You know what? 414. I was about to take another call, but we gotta.
Come on now.
414-533-1037. Should she let the friendship fade? They've been friends for 8+ years. She feels like the conversations feel forced and draining. No argument. All right.
I named her Selfish Sonia.
You're hysterical. Selfish Sonia. What should she do? The phones are lit up. We're going to take your calls and texts next.
Problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
So, Selfish Sonia wrote in and doesn't know what to do. She wants to let this friendship fade out. She feels like, you know, I say uninspired, but you think something else is going on.
We be too quick to cut people off sometimes,
true.
Right? And I
true.
Think a genuine friendship that you've had for 8+ years, mm-hmm. I'd just call it rounded up to 10.
Mm-hmm.
It's not worth throwing away. Now, you might not be in contact all the time, and that's cool.
Yeah.
That's okay.
That's okay.
But don't let the friendship just fizzle and fade and bye-bye it.
Jessica in West Bend texted in at 414-533-1037. She said, what if the friend is going through something and doesn't want to burden her friend?
Maybe. That's valid, but we don't know any of that.
Go to Jawan in Sheboygan, who, by the way, knows you.
He knows me?
Uh-huh.
How you know me?
Oh, come on, DZ.
What up,
okay, wait. If you're in Sheboygan, Jawan, let me guess. There's two choices. Either you went to Lakeland with DZ for college, or you played football at Lakeland with DZ. Or both.
Which is?
Hey, you hit it right on the head.
Both.
We did both of them.
Played football together in college. Nice. Well, hi, Jawan. Tell me a secret about DZ. Nobody knows.
Ooh-wee. You're not going to go there right now, DZ. I ain't going to do that to you. I'm not going to do that to you,
that's
man.
That's my dog.
Come on.
Plus, they already know about the thug life, man. That's all good.
Okay. Never mind. Then it's already out there.
Listen, Jawan, he tells everybody he has thug life tatted on his butt. And he really does.
You tell everybody.
Oh, wait.
You tell everybody.
Everybody, DZ has thug life across his cheeks, and that's a fact. And I've never seen it, but I'm good, okay? I believe you. Jawan's seen it.
I've never seen it, but I believe it.
Jawan's seen it.
It's valid in these streets, man.
Jawan knows.
Yep.
I would look, though, if you asked me to look at it. Okay, so Jawan.
Anyway,
enough about DZ and his thug life tattoo on his butt.
Yep.
Okay, for real, though, seriously, what do you think this person should do?
Look, honestly, I'm going to agree with DZ on this one. 8+ years, you know, that's a long friendship to have.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, to just kind of call it quits is, you know, that could be tough for some people.
Yeah.
Eight plus months, maybe.
Well, it's hard for the other person, not for you. That's what's
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
years?
Like, you know, you never know what they have going on. But, you know, I think that, you know, I do have friends that I don't necessarily talk to on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. And we can go months without talking. But, you know, it's like we reconvene and it's just like we never missed a beat.
Exactly.
So it's like it could be one of those types of relationships where they call you and it's just like y'all just pick up where you left off.
Yes. And I love
like
those.
I feel like when you try to force the conversation, that's what forces
that's
it to feel like
here.
That's
why I'm with her and I say, let it fade out. You aren't having fun. You're uninspired. You feel like you're wasting your time with this friend. Can I just be honest and say it bluntly? You don't enjoy hanging out with this person. Why would you spend time with them?
Never force the friendship. You don't got to force the hangout.
I don't get it.
But that doesn't mean that you're losing connection.
Let it be. Y'all in the same zone
right now.
I agree. Don't end it. Just let it fade, though.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I say.
When
all right.
Y'all talk,
Don't force it. Don't force it. You know, just let it be what it be. But if you ever feel like you need to reach out to him, just reach out to him.
Fine. Jawan, well, I'm going to go to a woman now.
Let him know you're still there for him.
I'm going to go to a woman and we're going to get petty. But thank you for the male answer.
Thank you very much.
Hey, I appreciate y'all. Hey, Allie. I love you, Allie.
Aww.
Peace out, DZ.
See you later, man.
Love
fool,
you, too.
Bye.
You too, bro.
Old Muskie's out here shooting shots.
Who, me hitting on your old football team? Yes.
Listen, he will drive down here now.
Stop talking. Guys need to have a reunion soon? Like a football team reunion? Because I'll come. I'll host.
Oh, Allie wants to MC the Lakeland Muskies football reunion.
Yes. What year did you guys graduate?
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, sweetheart.
All right, fine. Let's go to Ari in Milwaukee. She said she's been through this.
Oh, Lord.
Hi, Ari. Enough of the guy answers. Let's talk.
Good morning, buenos dias.
Hi, Ari.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm good. Hi.
All right. What's your advice?
So I was with this girl for over 12 years. I grew up with this person. She went to my, I lived across the street from her, not even across the street. We had backyards attached to each other. And I mean, I was there all the time. And we used to get together all the time. We used to hang out all the time. And then over the years, it was just kind of planned their own lives. And it was just,
Hold on, because I'm having trouble hearing you. Honestly, Ari, I got to keep it real. So you were friends with a long time, conjoining backyards, and it faded over time. Is that what you were getting at?
Yeah, and we see each other once in a while, but it's not like we go and, you know, get lunch together.
She let it fade.
You didn't end the friendship. You just stopped talking.
You know what? You're not petty enough for me. Pull her down for a second. Go to Michelle in Greenfield.
Hold on.
She's like, no, we'll just let it fade. I agree, Ari. Okay, Michelle's in Greenfield. Let's go to her last but not least.
Don't she got a theme song?
Does anyone have anything to say that's not nice?
You! Michelle.
I'm kidding. No, Michelle, for real. Come on.
When am I not nice?
You're always nice.
Have something
but you'll
nice
keep
to
it
say.
Real. But you'll keep it real, which is kind of what I'm getting at here. It's not like...
I will.
Like, what do you think selfish Sonia should do?
So I've had a friend, best friend, junior high school, after most amazing person, Casey Christie. I'm going to tear up. We just drifted apart. And there is nothing wrong with that. We were at different places in our lives. Who knows what these two people are going through?
Yeah.
She had kids. I didn't. Her life changed. No fights, no arguments. We just drifted apart.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, push came to friggin' shove, and her mom was sick, and her mom passed away. God rest your soul, Mama Kathy.
Amen.
I was there.
Yeah, you showed up.
I was there. So just let it go.
Yeah.
Just kind of make the calls a little far and fewer between.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean you don't care about that person. Doesn't mean you don't love them.
Yep.
But again, if there's nothing to talk about,
you don't have to.
That's
don't
the
force
thing.
It.
No.
You don't have to end the relationship, but you don't have to
force
it.
Michelle
either.
Said it great. Like, just because you don't enjoy hanging out with them doesn't mean you don't care about them. Now that was a nice way to say it. Like,
how did I say it?
Yes.
Well, you said no, don't end this friendship. I'm like, you're forcing it. I feel like it's forcing
no.
it. No.
No, doesn't mean you can't pick up the call and be or pick up the phone and be social and hey, you know what? I've had a lot going on, you know. And,
oh no, I don't want
and
that.
It's okay though.
No, don't call me.
See,
no,
Michelle's
I don't even
want
to hang out
you
with
know.
You. Why would I want
well,
you to
you
call
know
me
what
and
I'm
talk
saying.
My ear
if
off?
If something happens and you need them, they're going to be there. I mean, I could pick up the phone and call her. My
Absolutely.
Mom was pretty sick.
Just
and she was there. She was like, okay, what do you need?
For
what
sure.
can I do?
But you don't
just
talk every
don't
day.
Don't give me the people pleaser Correct. Answer, which is where you actually continue on with this person you have no interest in
no.
being friends with. That's the people pleaser, and I'm not doing
but
that.
But that's it. If we got a friendship Ugh. For 8+ years, I could not talk to you for 8+ years. I'm still going to rely on that 8+ years of friendship to have held us down through those 8 that we
yeah.
didn't talk.
Sure.
Exactly.
Sure.
Sure.
If it's
but
a
now
good
if
enough
you're
friendship.
Gonna go de-drink, then I'm in. Let's call.
See what I mean?
Bye,
no wonder
Michelle.
You and the mom grew apart. Shocker. It's like find the five, only it's guess what I'm giving DZ today. 103.7 Kiss FM.
Because you ain't found the five.
Nope. But I will when you're gone after your knee surgery for a short minute.
I've told like 10 people where this five is in the studio. And
I know.
You haven't found it. This has been a year long now.
I know. I forgot about it.
This has been since last year.
I forgot about
I'm
it.
I'm the king of find the five.
Well, I don't know where. We hit a $5 bill in the studio if it's your first day listening. And we go back and forth and hide it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my turn to find it, and I haven't found it, and it's been like a year. I'm
it
sorry.
It started because Allie wouldn't take $5 for bacon that she bought me, and I snuck $5 into her purse. And then here we are 2 years later.
Well, this isn't about me. This is about you and your knee surgery, isn't it?
Oh, you can tell I'm trying to avoid the conversation, can you?
So every day, DZ is not getting a knee replacement because he's only 31. What's wrong with you? But he is. but
close.
He is getting cartilage. You have no cartilage in between your knee.
And bone. Ugh. Put some respect on the bone.
Ow.
Yeah, I'm getting
Ow.
Bone and
oh,
cartilage.
You're getting bone, too.
Bone and cartilage from a donor
crazy.
Knee. Yeah, crazy. I have to wait for somebody to pass away, literally.
But the surgery's next Tuesday.
I'm getting fit for my immobilizer brace and my post-surgery brace today.
That's cool.
Yep. They're coming to my house, which is weird. I
think it's cool they're coming to your house.
I think it's weird.
Well, you're not going to be able to move.
I'd rather go to a facility,
well,
and I can still move, so why don't I come to y'all?
DZ, just do what the doctor says.
Can y'all meet me outside? I don't like strangers in my house.
On Monday, I gave you a tabletop, what is this, tabletop Tetris my friend made.
This is cool. Thank you.
You're welcome. We're going to get another one, too.
We got to put it together.
Then I gave you, Oreos, which you already ate.
A lot of those
Oreos
are gone. Yes, thank
then
you.
Then I gave you the grabbers for every room because they're cheap and they're funny. And you're not going to be, they don't want you walking after this. It's not like a knee replacement.
No, this is for real.
This
I can't wait bear on my leg for a few weeks.
Ugh,
yeah.
What a nightmare.
It'll be crazy. I'm gonna be a nightmare because I'm gonna be living a nightmare. But you bought me some grabbers
every day, Mr. Grabby Man. Something for your knee surgery because you're trying not to think about it. So what does Allie do? She makes it awkward and brings it up.
It brings more stuff.
Okay,
to talk
so
about
today it's something easy.
What you pulling out your purse, man?
I found on the interweb. They make something for everything, including knee surgery, DZ. It's unbelievable how much money this person probably made.
What is it?
Read what this book is. I bought it on the internet.
This is my knee surgery recovery activity book.
Somebody made a book of crosswords, and they just made a cover and
and
called it the knee recovery surgery activity book or whatever.
We got to put a picture of this on social media, G.
Really?
It literally says, this is my knee surgery recovery activity book.
You smiled for the picture. Wait, one more. Cheese.
Got a cheat. Duck face. Peace
out.
All
right, I'll put it up on our story. That's hysterical.
It's got a myriad of things. What's though. It's in a there? Coloring sheet.
Can I be honest? I ordered it on Amazon. I didn't even look at what's in it, Daisy.
A bunch of crosswords.
Do you
bunch
like
of
crosswords?
Words. I love crosswords and word searches.
And
yeah.
You're old school, so you'll like the fact that you have to write.
That it's on paper.
It's paper.
Oh,
yeah.
You know me, fam. I'm not going to do the Sudoku. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to skip the
you
Sudoku.
You don't like Sudoku?
I suck.
I'll do your Sudoku.
Numbers.
I like
numbers,
Sudoku.
Numbers.
Well, maybe if you did, if you played with numbers.
And some coloring sheets that are inspirational. Knee surgery, just adding to my bionic collection.
Oh, I was going to give you like colored pencils because I like to adult color, but your wife is a
my
teacher.
A
you
teacher.
Have plenty of pencils.
We got kids at home.
You
don't need more
activities.
Yeah. Nope. Mm-hmm. Yo, this is full of a bunch
Isn't that
of things.
Funny?
There's a word scramble that you got to undo the words.
So it's literally an activity book, and it's just the front says, this is my knee surgery activity book, my recovery book. So isn't that funny?
Mazes?
I told you it'd be funny. It wouldn't be bad.
And the answer's at the end. Okay, I don't want to peek at the
answers.
Don't
look at the answers.
No, I'm not. That's why I closed the book. This is cool, though.
This is my knee surgery recovery activity book. And by the way, we should start a business where we just put covers on things and look how much money we'd make. That's
honestly,
all they did.
Somebody just made like 10 bucks off of you for this.
They made 10 bucks for putting a stupid cover on this
because
thing.
There's colorings, crosswords, word searches,
you
cryptograms, scrambles,
everything.
Sudoku, and mazes. And all you got to do is hit generate on these new AIs, and somebody's making probably six figures
can
off of
imagine?
Us.
Can you imagine? Just by
because
making...
people get knee surgery all the time.
That's what I'm saying. So you could do this for anything. You could be like, this is my heart surgery recovery. This is my broken foot.
This is my hangnail surgery
you
recovery.
See what I mean?
Like, you slap making... a title on any.
These are the dumb things people make so much money on. This is my knee surgery recovery activity book. You made a cover of paper, and I bought it.
We got a new business venture.
I'm in, dude.
Because this is genius. And you can sell the same book to everybody who's getting a different surgery.
Yep.
And everybody thinks they're doing a different book.
Seriously, that's what I'm saying.
Now, granted, these things do have like a bunch of different words that have to do with recovery, like growth path, safe journey, strength plan.
That's cute.
Balance
knee guide.
Steps, knee guides. Yeah, mind
patient
focus.
Care. Oh, that's
half
cute.
Half of these are applying to any surgery you're ever getting, whether
saying.
It's inpatient or outpatient.
DZ, when's we? You start the Colombian taco truck, and then we're starting the knee recovery activity book business.
I'm about to just photocopy this
Sheesh.
And slang this. You act like bootlegs aren't a thing.
Greg from Greenfield texted, and he said, he'll be okay. It's a process. You have to wait out. This is coming from a guy with knee surgery when he was 18.
Oof.
Oh, yikes.
Oh, Greg.
You'll be all right.
I will be all right. Thank you, and I appreciate everybody's well wishes. I'm not really excited for it. I'm nervous.
You're freaking out, but it's okay because I'm just trying to bring it up more. And
I've never had surgery ever, but now I got a knee surgery recovery activity book.
Wait till you see what I got you tomorrow. Tomorrow, Hudson picked the one out.
Hudson picked out the
Oh, you're going to, and you and Hudson are boys, so you're going to love this one.
Huddy Boy got me right.
Oh, he got you.
Huddy Boy got me right.
He's like, you
got
to get this, Mom.
Okay, good.
And
I'm excited for tomorrow.
Less.
Let's get to tomorrow. Matter of fact, let's get through the rest of today.
Now
come on, let's go.
You wish it was tomorrow because you want Hudson's gift. All right, you ready for Am I the Jerk? Because we got this one on Instagram, and I was dying laughing. I'm like, this is funny.
Wait, is this the one?
This is the one I just told you about off the air.
This the one? Okay,
and
okay,
I found it on the Instagram DMs, and I was dying. I was like, we have to do this one. This is so funny. Let's go.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
When I say I was going through the messages on Instagram and I about spit out my coffee because this one she sent in is so funny. She said she'd like to stay anonymous. She wants to know if she's a jerk for skipping Mother's Day brunch. But hold on, you guys.
Hold on.
Listen to why. You guys, I'm dying right now. This is so funny.
Is Mother's Day like dying out? What's up with everybody having a problem with Mama's Day?
This is the second post-Mother's Day one we've gotten.
Where they're like, I got gripes.
And I'm like, it was a week ago and you should be happy right now.
Matter of fact, cancel Father's Day ahead of time.
Honest
just
to
let's
God.
Not do it because I don't want these problems, big fella. I don't want them.
We're going
to
get 17 for Father's Day.
I swear.
Day. All right. She says, I'd like to stay anonymous just in case.
Mm-hmm.
But am I the jerk for not going to Mother's Day brunch with the in-laws? Okay, now listen to why she didn't go. This is so funny.
She says,
so my husband got a text from his dad to him and his two brothers talking about making plans for Mother's Day brunch.
Okay.
Wanting to do something nice to celebrate my mother-in-law and myself. How thoughtful.
Mm-hmm.
Then she puts in all caps. But also had to throw in the text, we want to also celebrate the other girls who are not actual mothers to humans, like the cat moms and the dog moms.
Also the girlfriends.
The fiancés and the girlfriends of her brother-in-laws.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
she said, am I the jerk for not wanting to go being offended that they want to celebrate the girls who are not actually mothers on Mother's Day? I feel like I've earned the mom title. If you know, you know.
Let me stop laughing. I gotta
Isn't
stop.
This hysterical?
I gotta stop.
The dudes... Just let me tell you what happened here. One of the brother-in-laws has some girl who really goes,
but I'm a cat mom.
10 toes. And he's like, oh, we have to acknowledge her cat mom because we're still new in our relationship.
Listen,
it's my girlfriend, so I still have to do these stupid things.
We've got 3 fur babies at home and she ain't going to let this go.
One day they're going to have a kid and she's going to not even pay attention to the dog.
Yeah.
Granted, I am a dog lover. Like, we're pet lovers on this show.
We love our animals.
But if you have pets and then you have children, you realize they still are very important
kids
to
come
you,
first.
But kids come first.
Always.
At the end. So no matter what you do, the kids are coming first. But you have to have both
in order
to get that.
And people really do tell themselves, like, well, it's like training
no,
for
day,
a baby.
When
no,
I have a
it
baby,
ain't nothing like having
just
a baby,
as important.
Son. It's nothing like having
well,
a baby. And you
it,
having a fur baby ain't nothing like it. I ain't going to cap to
you. Like it if you have a puppy, but it's nothing close. You
for
don't
all
change
of 3
diapers.
Weeks.
You don't. Yeah, it
until
ends
they're,
quick.
Until they're housebroken and potty trained, it's all of that. It's all of a month. And then it's nothing
so
like having
funny.
A kid, son. I'm sorry, but no.
I think it's a little, as much as I love pets, I miss my Bella. I'm going to get another dog soon.
Huh?
Maybe.
Oh.
As much as I love.
Hey, we got you covered.
Thank
say less.
You.
Say
as
less.
Much as I love pets, I'm dog sitting for you guys this weekend when
you're
at a wedding.
You could have both of ours,
stop
actually.
It. No,
keep
thank
them.
You. Hampton and Dino know where they live, and it's not in my city. It's
they're
in,
New Berlin dogs now.
No, they're in Bayview.
They're suburban dogs.
Listen, don't make me keep your dogs.
Please.
I think it's ridiculous. Like, I'm sorry. This is not a dog mom day. This is, come on.
You think she's...
As much of a pet lover as I am, this is ridiculous. I feel like she should be offended.
You think they're wild?
Yeah,
they're wild
I think they're
for
wild.
Trying to include, like, the girlfriends and
stop
and
saying
non-baby
your girlfriend's
moms?
A mom at Mother's Day brunch because she has a cat. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Allie, are you saying dog moms and cat moms don't count?
I'm saying at the Mother's Day brunch, no.
No?
They don't. I'm sorry. I don't. I'm happy. I love pets. I want you to love your pet, but no.
But on Mother's Day.
This is not
Day.
About your
on
cat.
On Mother's
is,
Day.
The guy is whipped. Okay,
yeah.
This is ridiculous.
You think one of the brothers just got forced into it and then the dad was like, oh, God.
Or he's tried too hard to please his girl and it's too new in and he would never do this in 5 years. Give me a break.
Wait, who's the one that messaged? I thought it was the dad that messaged.
The brothers and the dad are trying to make plans with the girlfriends of her brother-in-laws. And
right.
She's like, the only moms in this scenario are me and my mother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
The other girlfriends of the brother-in-laws are cat moms and dog moms and we're supposed to be celebrating them. She didn't go to brunch with the in-laws. She didn't go. The point is she skipped brunch over this. So is she the jerk for skipping brunch?
Is this feminist elitism though? Like, hold on. Let me
knock it off.
Let
no.
me ask. Like,
what do you mean?
Because saying she's
no.
not an actual mother.
It's
you
not
haven't
the same.
You're not in the club.
No.
You're not one of us. You can't sit with us.
You can come up with a Hallmark holiday for pet parents, and
sure.
I would celebrate it with all
up
of
and
you.
Down.
With all of you. But this is not. This
not my
is
Hallmark
not,
holiday.
We're not taking the actual mothers who were up for 6 months crying with postpartum and putting them together with the cat mom and going, now let's celebrate both of you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, we're not doing it. And I don't blame her.
So you have to be a mother to a child.
Yeah.
So she's not the jerk.
No. I think she went a little far by skipping brunch.
I don't think so.
I don't know if she needed to stand her ground on this.
It's disrespectful,
but
isn't
she
it?
Thinks that they were offensive by even trying to bring up the cat and dog moms.
Hey,
okay.
Listen, as a dude in this world, we was just trying to get by
that's
and not
what,
annoy nobody.
That's what I'm saying. Chrissy from Milwaukee said, what's next, being a plant mom?
Yes. Yes, you talk to your plants, they talk back. Yes.
Everybody's saying jerk. Mother's Day is not for pet owners. Somebody said, until you and your dog have cried in each other's face at 3 a.m., no, she's not the jerk.
Hey, I felt that in my soul just now. I ain't gonna hold it against you. Okay, I hear it.
That was a good text, whoever sent that in.
Text your name so we can shout y'all out, bro.
You guys are funny. All right. 414-533-1037. That works for texting or calling. Samantha and Racine said, I can't have kids. I have fur babies. I celebrate Mother's Day. My mother-in-law even gave me a Mother's Day gift.
See?
I'm really sorry you cannot have children, Samantha, but it is not going to change the fact that Mother's Day is not, it's not for that.
See, now I feel bad, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
Think
you can't
about
feel
it. Like,
guilty because there are people that are unable
can't
to
have children.
Kids.
And then
but
you bring in stepmothers into the situation.
Up what the holiday is because of a personal issue.
So are we celebrating stepmoms?
I don't have
step-moms?
A husband, but do you think I'm coming up with an excuse to celebrate a wedding anniversary? No!
Hey, listen, there's single moms that celebrate Father's Day.
That's them. Because they
though?
Do everything. Trust
but you,
me.
But you
I
feel
get,
me, though? Like,
I
same
get
concept.
The happy Father's Day sometimes, even though my kids have a dad.
Same
but...
concept, though. Like, they have a father, like, and you're the mother. You have a day.
DZ, listen to yourself. Now you're coming back around. We'll
I'm not coming back
next.
Around. I'm just trying to make the argument.
You're on an island, okay?
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Had to push this one to the front of the line because it's so funny. Is she the jerk for skipping Mother's Day brunch? She got so fed up that her husband got a text from his dad and the brothers, and they were all planning a Mother's Day brunch, but they decided to celebrate not just her and her mother-in-law, but the cat moms and the dog moms that the brother-in-laws are dating.
That was just an excuse so that the girlfriends could come to, bro.
It's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. They should have come and just celebrated the actual parents.
Mm, that's what they should have done, but
so
they was like, they wanted everybody to feel included. You know I don't
what?
Blame them, boys.
I want to go to Paulina in Milwaukee. We're going to start with her, our girl. She's got her own theme song from Calling 5 days in a row. It's harder than you think. It's much harder than you think.
Much harder.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
Hey, Skinny.
Good morning.
She's been doing the Biggest Loser at our gym.
At
they have a competition, and I'm just going to keep calling her Skinny. Anyway,
work.
Paulina, talk to us.
Hey,
jerk or not the jerk?
So I think she's a jerk for not going to the brunch.
Come
like,
on.
They still are trying to honor and celebrate her and pay for her brunch. Like,
fair.
Just go eat some brunch, you know, fill your stomach, whatever. But she's totally justified because, I mean, I think that is BS.
It's
I mean,
right.
I'm a mom of three kids, but I'm a cat mom of four cats.
Yeah.
But there's no way in hell that I'm, like, if I didn't have kids, I wouldn't be like, hey,
celebrate
I'm a mom
me.
Too.
Yeah.
No.
Celebrate me, right?
Not
yeah.
never.
And I try
no,
to
but you know what I would have done is be petty and like go to the brunch and then just start telling all your war stories of being a mom while everybody else sits there and has nothing to say because they're not an actual
not
mom.
Yes, Paulina, that's a good idea. Talk about when you were up all night with your baby and all the
exactly.
diapers you changed.
You ever been cried in the face at 3 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
with a poopy diaper on both
or
of
let's
y'all?
Let's just talk about birth, okay? That's a
yeah. Never mind.
Did you birth your cat? No.
Yeah.
No worry.
No. Fair enough. All right. Well, Paulina, she said. Says jerk. I can't believe it.
She's saying jerk,
fine.
Though.
Fine. Love you,
yeah,
Paulina.
She just went. Caused trouble.
Caused trouble.
She got all in
right.
her
it was her day anyway. Wasn't nobody going to
yeah,
stop her?
Exactly.
She got in her
okay,
all right, Paulina.
Bye.
All right, bye.
Bye.
We didn't even give her a name. What's
we
wrong
didn't.
With us? Come on, guys.
I mean, I wanted to stay away from this one.
No.
That's why
she
I didn't give her no name.
Mother's Day brunch. Let's see. So, okay, see, this is what people do. They're saying, listen, here come, I had a hysterectomy at 23 and consider my two dogs my kids. I don't, however, expect people to celebrate me on Mother's Day.
Right.
Thank you.
Right.
Finally, someone with some sense.
Someone with some sense, for sure.
I do think people need to stop telling all women happy Mother's Day. That's correct. I will say, it was said to me quite a few times because I was with my children, and it was so awkward, DZ, a few times, like at the store, I'd go, think, and on accident, happy Mother's Day if you're a mom.
If you're a mom.
And then I'm like, oh, God, that could have been so offensive. Oh, God.
I try not to say it if I know. If I don't know, yeah, I really
I should have just
away
said thank
it.
You, and I kept walking right into it.
Yeah. But that's a whole nother story,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, that's another story.
Me?
Okay, let's go to Clayton in Milwaukee, or Lake Mills, sorry, not Milwaukee. Hi, Clayton.
Morning.
How's it going? How's it going, guys?
Oh, man. Holla at us.
Everyone's saying National Pet Parent Day is April 27th. That part.
So there is a National Pet Parent Day. Y'all should celebrate that. We'll celebrate y'all all day long then.
Man, Clayton, is she the jerk for skipping Mother's Day brunch?
Yeah, she's a jerk.
Ooh.
You guys are unbelievable.
Ooh,
I can't believe this. Really? Really?
Well, kind of sort of. You can go there and mingle, and like you said, that one other girl said, you can tell some stories, and then you can be on your way. But you can look at both sides, I guess. Mm-hmm. But I would say jerk. You can make an attempt, and then after that, go home to your normal lobby, good old day, or back to your life. So,
whatever
yeah.
you're doing.
Yeah.
You should have just let them celebrate however they felt was right, and then moved on, because at the end of the day, you were the whole catalyst.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And it only takes, and legit, at the end of the day, if you go there and say, hey, how's it going? You went, you made some people happy, you put on your pretend smile face, and then you go back to your normal rhythm. So that's my opinion.
Okay. Dang, Clayton.
Well, Clayton says jerk. I gotta go, Clayton. Bye. Unbelievable.
I can't believe you.
Why
is she getting blamed when her family's a bunch of dummies here? I don't understand.
Well, and if it is her day, she could technically choose what to do with
You'd
it.
Think.
If she doesn't want to go to the brunch, that's her day to do and elect not to go to the brunch for, right?
Justin in West Dallas texted in. He said, I got the dog a bone on Mother's Day, so she then left my mom alone for a while. Now we're talking.
Now we're talking.
Okay, last but not least, Amanda's in Racine. And if she says jerk, I swear, DZ.
You gonna lose it?
I'm gonna lose it. Lucky my birthday's over. Amanda, is she a jerk?
And everything. Woo.
Is she a jerk for skipping Mother's Day brunch because they were going to celebrate the cat and dog moms?
She's a mom. She's a dog mom. She's a pet mom.
Amanda,
and a real
you're
mom.
A mom.
I am actually going to say jerk, but I'm surprised everybody else is saying jerk,
get
too.
Get the hell out of here.
I thought I was on my own island.
Well, this is a jerk suite?
You should be, because you're all nuts. Goodbye.
Let her explain.
So, what?
Why?
First of all, taking care of a dog is a lot of work. I mean, you have to get up when they're puppies, like every couple hours, let them
but
out.
But DZ,
you know, let them do
said it
business.
Best. It's for 3 weeks, Amanda. It's not for 6 months.
Depends on what kind of dog you have, too.
16 years.
And come on, they cry, you let them out, you're done. You don't have to change a diaper. You don't have to feed them. You don't have to make a bottle. You don't have to breastfeed if you're doing that. I could name 20 things you don't do when you get up to let the dog out in the middle of the night.
One you claim on your taxes because you spend enough money on them. The other one you cannot.
That part.
Well, I did formula, not that, you know. But that's it's still hard, but...
Again, you worked hard with the babies.
I did work hard, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other side of it, I mean, I think that she should have a little compassion. Before Savannah, I actually had a miscarriage a month before Mother's Day. And I remember my sister-in-law actually gave me a card and said, I'm going to be a great mom someday. And that meant a lot to me. So I think just having a little compassion.
I respect that, but that doesn't mean on Mother's Day now it becomes about everybody else. This is where I'm getting torn on this. I'm like, you guys, I understand compassion and loss and somebody wants to be a parent, but that doesn't mean on Mother's Day you get to bring up all of this stuff. You're not a parent. Like, I don't know why we're turning this into something. It's not.
Let me throw a BS hypothetical in there to keep making it something
that's
not.
You're a dog mom? Whoop-dee-doo.
No. Say one of your brother, in this whole scenario, your brother's fiance.
Yes.
Y'all are having trouble conceiving. You guys have been trying to get pregnant for a few years
Awful.
Now, right?
Yeah.
But you keep adding dogs to the relationship because you're having trouble conceiving.
Fair
now
enough.
You're a dog mom of some five
Great.
German shepherds.
But that,
now when, Mother's Day rolls around. You know the trouble she's having. You know how she's feeling. So you're going.
And now it's on everybody else?
To maybe. Where,
that, even if they're
Show some compassion. She's trying. They want to be moms.
We are going too far. We're going too far.
She's
we talk
be
about
a great
this.
Mom.
I get annoyed when people say we get offended by everything, but this is too far.
This is too far.
I'm sorry if you've had any kind of loss. I'm sorry, but this is unless you've literally like Aaron lost a child.
Yeah.
Do you know what you lost a child?
I was there too. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But this is about Mother's Day. I'm saying I cannot sit here and go because someone has five dogs.
Mm-hmm.
We have to now make it about them on Mother's Day. That's wild.
I'm surprised we didn't bring up the pun cat mom or whatever.
Whatever.
The cat lady.
Listen, and I will say this. I remember before kids, I remember my ex buying stuff for me from Bella. That doesn't mean I expect anyone to celebrate me outside of that house
sure.
on Mother's
oh, no,
Day.
No, I never expect
that
anybody to celebrate me before that.
That's one
I agree.
Way. And so those brothers should have given their girlfriends a gift from the pets, but that doesn't mean we need to go to brunch and make it all about the cat and dog moms.
I agree.
That's crazy,
I
okay?
agree. I don't think we're making it about them. I just think we're being inclusionary in that moment.
I just have to go off because I can't believe all three of you said jerk.
I can't believe it's
so
a sweet
disappointing. Hey, I'm surprised people went with me too.
Entitled
Don't
Elizabeth.
Don't blame on my own island.
Entitled Elizabeth, Scorn Sandra. And we're coming up with the names for her. Mm-hmm. What? I'm not listening to
it. I'm afraid to talk.
I'm just like, man, this is a jerk sweep all the way. This is crazy. Bye, Amanda. Much love.
Oh, my God. Bye.
Real Mother Rita. They're sending in all the names.
Real Mother Rita. Mark it.
Oh, my God.
Clock that T.
Somebody wrote in all caps, Bianca in Milwaukee. Not the freaking jerk. This topic is my biggest trigger. Leave Mother's Day for people who have children. Also a cat mom. And that's why I am not a mother. Oh, geez.
I got both hands up on this one, bro. I ain't got no horse in this race. My name Bennett and I ain't in it. I'm out.
Everybody's got something to say now. Okay, you ready to give away these Morgan Wallen tickets?
Please and thank you right now.
414-533-1037. I got to stop reading the text.
Please
I cannot. No, I cannot.
Morgan Wallen.
Morgan Wallen.
Coming to Camp Randall.
Thank you. At the end of
Miranda
June.
Miranda Lambert. Let's go.
June 29th. Going to be at Camp Randall in Madison. And we're sending you right now 414-533-1037. This is going to be a hell of a show. You don't see a lot of concerts at Camp Randall. All right. We are giving away Morgan Wallen tickets. He's coming to Camp Randall at the end of June.
Big things.
Pull up Alyssa in Oak Creek. She's actually driving downtown to work, but she resides in Oak Creek. Hey, Alyssa.
Oh, from the OC to the DT. What up?
Hey, girl.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Well, we got these tickets to give away.
What you trying to do? I mean, you like Morgan Wallen? You trying to go see him at Camp Randall?
Yes, I do.
What? Well, you're going. Woo!
Yay! Oh, my gosh.
That's the full body tingles. Oh, my gosh. I know the chills when I hear them.
You're hysterical. Oh, my gosh.
Well, oh, gosh. I listen to you guys every morning, and I always try to win the tickets. I remember when you guys were giving out the Fall Out Boy tickets a couple months ago, and I was one person away from getting those tickets, and I was like, dang. I got to keep calling every day.
Now's the time. Look at you now.
I'm so proud of you. Way to persevere and push through, which is a word I'm working on with my own kid. Persevere. Push through.
Watch it come to fruition.
Yes.
Look at you, Alyssa.
You manifested these tickets, and you're going. Have a great time at Morgan Wallen at Camp Randall. What an experience, right?
Oh, my gosh. Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome. So welcome. Somebody's going to be in touch. Have a great day, Alyssa.
Thank you, too.
Bye.
Oh. Okay, I got to get coffee, and then I have to tell you what OB did yesterday.
OB? Orphan
this
boy?
Guy.
Come on now.
I'm already ready to cut him.
What happened?
On my birthday.
On your birthday at
you're
all.
Never gonna, you're going to. You met this guy on our double date
did he
this
disrespect,
weekend.
Did he disrespect you?
Yes.
Did he disrespect you?
Yes.
What's up?
He's still apologizing. I don't know if I'm going to accept it.
Oh, you're going to tell me next.
I'll tell you next. Just hold on. We got drama in the love department. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Did you order the food?
It's going. It's on the way. Right, just got to wait for our boss to respond, see if she wants something, too.
Oh, hit us up, boss.
What's up, dog?
Anyway, we're DZ looked at me and goes, what you trying to do? I'm hungry. And I was like, I'm in. What do you want to order, dude? DoorDash it. Let's go.
What's the word? Yeah, I'm hungry. I need some food this morning.
Oh, I just got the text from you asking.
Just came through?
Yeah.
Oops.
She hasn't gotten it yet.
Okay, bet. You know this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Building sucks.
I love it how you said trying to hop on this McD order. She's probably like, what?
She knows slang.
McDonald's, you're right. Okay, so DZ, I have to tell you what OB did yesterday. Orphan boy, I'm so over this guy.
All right, hold on, me.
You just met him. This guy is a piece of work.
It's WXSS and HD1 while we're Tulsa, Milwaukee, 103.7 Kiss FM. Now tell me what happened with OB and am I fighting somebody?
Honestly, yes.
What's wrong?
He annoyed me so bad. Yesterday, listen to this. It was my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
I think we talked about this all day.
Happy belated.
Thank you. It's fine. I don't
didn't
need
celebrate
you to.
It yesterday.
No, we don't need to talk about my birthday. But listen to this. I have to go back to yesterday morning. You met him on a double date. We went to Cooper's Hawk, the new one in Greenfield this
weekend. Over the past weekend, correct.
And he was cool, but we decided it's probably not romantic. romantic. We're friends.
Y'all seemed like buddy-buddy, man.
We are.
And I thought it had been me and my wife throwing a wrench in the romance, right? Because it's like, it's hard to go on a double date when it's your second date.
You didn't throw a wrench in it.
But it felt like y'all had just been cool for years.
Because we get along really well. So we're definitely going to stay friends. And if it grows into something great, if
Who
not,
knows?
Great.
Who
okay?
Knows? Yeah.
The point is this. He knew Tuesday was my birthday because we had a whole conversation about it where he told me his birthday was June 2nd, remember? And I went, oh, there's nothing worse than meeting someone new and then they have a birthday. He goes, right? You have to get me something. And I go, no, you have to get me something because mine's before yours on May 20th. And he went, oh, shoot.
And then
you got me.
We even talked about it at dinner at Cooper's Hawk while we were just bantering all back and forth, and because we all got birthdays coming up.
Mm-hmm.
May, June, August, my wife. So, yeah.
So I woke up yesterday morning and I had a text from him late at night where he was just sending me something funny because we text throughout the day.
So y'all talk back
and forth.
We're staying
friends because he said, let's stay friends. You never know if it turns into something. I go, fine. So he sends me like a tattoo. It's a funny picture of a tattoo. So when I got up on my birthday, I replied and I said, good morning. That's funny. He write back, good morning on my birthday. That's it.
That's it. He wrote
back,
birthday?
Nope. I wrote back, morning. He wrote, it's such a beautiful day outside, like sarcastic because of the rain.
Still nothing about your birthday.
I put, ha. Then at 1:57, he writes me back because I ignored him after that. That was at 7 a.m.
You
I ignored
moved on
him.
With your day.
He said, how's your day going?
You mean my birthday?
He literally asked me that.
You mean the day of birth?
He said, how's your day going? So I say, good. Just got my hair done. What about you? Because we talked about how I was getting my hair done on my birthday. I had this whole conversation with him.
You're thinking it might trigger a memory.
He goes, does it look good?
Did he say send me a pic?
No.
Nothing?
He said, does it look good? I'm training people.
Oh, so he's busy at work.
So now he starts talking about himself.
Yeah.
And I go, I like it. Who you training? He starts talking to me about his work.
Oh, he doesn't
I
know
mean,
his birthday.
No.
He doesn't remember.
He goes on and on. Look at all these texts about his work.
Okay.
On and on and on. And I'm just writing one line back, which
okay.
when a woman does that, take note, my guy.
Take note. Something's wrong,
Women
Poppy.
Don't write less than men. If we do, something's wrong.
Unless you're my wife, because she will really make it quick.
Well,
short
you guys
sweet.
Haven't been together a long time.
Fair
That's
enough.
Different.
Different story.
So he's going on and on and on. And I go, yikes. He goes, yikes, huh? And I'm like, and then finally I wrote, you ready for this? So that what time was this yesterday? He went on and on and on. So at 2:33, I said, by the way, you're so dumb. Did you forget it's my birthday? I roll. He goes, no, it's the 20th. That's tomorrow.
No, he did not. I got no words.
He said, I even have it in my phone. Oh my God. Today's happy birthday. I'm an idiot. I have to make this up to you and I will.
No,
I go,
won't.
I said, it's fine. I was just getting annoyed listening to you talk about yourself without mentioning it.
A little something.
And I go, and since we're friends.
Since we're boys. Since we're bros.
He goes, that's fair. I go, friends tell the truth.
Yep.
I'm annoyed. You're dumb. Like essentially.
I'm annoyed. You're dumb.
He's like, I'd be annoyed too. I go, okay, I'm over it.
Since we're friends.
He goes, don't be. I go, where were we?
If there was any chance of you getting any, there might be
yeah,
a little
we're
more
done. He goes, hold
here.
It over me till I make it up. I go, oh, I will.
Nope.
I will.
You won't.
He's like, do I still get invited out for your birthday? I'm bringing a present. I go,
nope.
Not tonight. I'm going with my friends, but Friday you can come out. We're going
I
to
guess.
The casino.
Since it's the group hangout.
Fine. He said,
since
if I'm still invited,
space.
I'll bring all my birthday excitement. I feel like an idiot. I'm
all
sorry.
The birthday excitement.
And then finally I said, just let it go.
See, what's wild is he does look like he'd be a good time on a birthday.
He would,
he'd
but he's also the type of guy after you met him, he'd forget your birthday. That's the next thing. This guy's like the undiagnosed ADHD guy, and you mm-hmm. know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that he's messaging me all day talking about his... I couldn't even. I said, God, this guy needs... It's a piece... I feel like I'm going to be friends with him and make him better and send him off into the world for the next girl.
For another woman to come
I
court.
I feel like he just doesn't get it, and I'm here to be like...
Gotta put him
I'm
on
the
game.
Girl who will tell you,
yeah.
right? Most
yeah.
girls will be like, or ghost you. I'm like, this guy. I don't want another project, but I think I got one.
I don't think you got to self-endeavor it, you know? You don't have to. You could just let him be a whole adult like he already is.
Nah, I'd rather mother him like all women do and screw him up even more.
And this is why y'all be mad at us, because y'all be trying to fix everybody. Stop it.
This guy drives me crazy.
Why?
Because he forgot my birthday. I mean, this is how much
we out.
You can't even try to get laid anymore, because you just forget everything.
If he had a chance... If he had a chance.
He went down, I'll
he
tell
went,
you that.
But he even went down even forgetting the birthday, right? Because you were already
How
thinking
hard?
Y'all are homies. having had the conversation
no pressure.
Before, no pressure, no harm, no foul.
Don't get me a gift, just say something.
Just say something, right? It's different when you're coworkers. It's different even when you're friends.
And it also means he wasn't listening because we talked about it all morning.
Multiple times.
So he's way checked out.
And more times than not, I feel like when you are trying to court somebody, you do throw that extra effort in.
Yeah.
I don't feel like there was that extra effort of like at least remembering.
Nothing. And I even thought, you know, he clearly didn't listen. That's okay.
I'm not mad at him for that.
I'm not mad at him for that. He could have gone back and listened to the podcast. He had 5 hours to do that. Didn't do that. Okay, not mad. But now it's 2:33 in the afternoon and you're talking to me all about yourself all day. I just snapped.
Yeah.
I snapped.
You were like, hey man.
I was like, I'm done with this.
You don't remember.
I'm so annoyed with you right now. Hey, dummy. So that's what I did.
When was the last time y'all had talked about it? It being your birthday on Tuesday?
I don't know. Probably at dinner on Saturday. It doesn't matter.
On Saturday? Yeah, no.
Give me a break.
If he wanted to remember, he would have remembered.
He's in trouble.
He's in trouble. Not with you fixing them, dog.
Oh, God. What do they want? Go to line one. Let's see if they want to talk. I'm scared. But you know I love to answer the phones randomly. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Morning. It's Babe. Oh, and the little babe.
We got the little babe.
Aww. Congratulations on your new baby, Mike in Hartford.
Mike, 5 days in a row.
It's Eileen right now. It's not Nolan.
The older babe.
Want to say hi?
Hi.
Hi, mamas.
Eileen. Aw, she's in the car. You and your wife had your baby early on the 16th. Congratulations. Named her Nolan.
Yes, we did.
Love the name.
We wanted to call yesterday morning to wish you happy birthday, but we didn't get through.
Well,
so
that's you know what? At least you tried.
I sent you a message later at night giving you a little dig.
Wait,
it is what it is.
Hold on. Think about this. Mike in Hartford just had a baby. Think about this. 5 days ago, and he put more effort into my birthday than this guy.
I wasn't going to add all that
math
up.
Think about it.
I was trying to do all that geometry.
I'm getting irritated again, Mike. See, this guy is a piece of work.
If you want to bring it full circle.
This guy's lucky he's funny, because otherwise I'd really kick him to the curb, but he's too entertaining to kick to the curb.
That's the damn problem. 15 lives,
he's
for
lucky
real.
I want to hang out with him.
Eileen wants to tell you something.
What, Eileen?
Say it again.
Birthday.
Even a 4-year-old can tell me happy birthday, OB. Listen to yourself.
Wow, you're just digging a hole.
Unbelievable.
My boy, just lay down.
No.
Lay down.
All right, Mike, thank you. And thank you for the multiple times you wish me a happy birthday, even with a newborn and a little kid. I'm proud of you.
No problem. We do what we can.
Way to show him. Way to show him, Mike.
Show him out right there. Now go take care of them babies.
Goodbye.
All right, have a good day, guys.
Later, man. Much love. Bro.
I mean,
you
DZ.
The babies and the youngins.
Somebody said, let's be honest, Allie, you were never in it. Let's hope he forgets about Friday now.
He ain't going to forget about Friday.
Guys, I was in it. I'm just not.
That means you weren't in it.
I guess. Well, I said he could grow on me. I'm not opposed to that.
I don't think that was going to happen.
To
keep it a buck with you, fam, like 1-to-1, bro to sis, I don't think that was going to happen.
That was never going
to
happen.
Y'all look like y'all was going to have a friendship secret handshake in about a week. Like, we were going to end up in a foursome golfing.
Well,
like,
listen,
you know what I mean?
I would have a handshake with him, but he's going to forget it. Let's play a song. I'm
done.
My
God.
Cry for me. Oh, I love that one.
I was trying to help you out.
You're not helping at all. You're not helping.
Let's go home now.
I'm sorry. Goodbye. How did I miss this voice message? I can't believe I missed this voice message on the Odyssey app.
What happened? Who is it from? What's going on?
103.7 Kiss FM. Carl and Indy left us a voice message yesterday for my birthday. He made a rap.
It's Allie and DZ, by the way.
But it's not him. It's Allie and DZ, but I don't even know how he did this.
He made a rap for you?
And then
Carl.
There's somebody on the phone who wants to chime in about me getting mad at OB, Orphan Boy, about forgetting my birthday. But this is what Carl left us. Listen to this.
It's Allie Faith, 20 years in the spirit. Kiss FM's queen bee, never a tear, never a fear. Her love life's been a dumpster fire, burning bright as desire. But on the airway, she's the one we admire.
Higher.
Her heart's been tossed like a salad.
Pain.
A phoenix rising from the ashes, ain't that insane?
A phoenix rising from the ashes? I mean, Carl.
Happy birthday, Allie, and Buenos Dias!
Buenos Dias!
Sueva.
Carl made me a whole rap. I don't know if he did that in AI. I don't know how he did that, and I don't know how, but...
That's in the cadence of 8 Mile.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, you know what I'm saying?
I've never had a guy make me a rap. Man. Carl, that was something else.
Fellas, take notes.
Take note. Mike and Carl are showing him what's up. Let's go to Nikki in Milwaukee. She wants to light me up, which is fine. Hi, Nikki.
Light you up?
Yeah, light me up.
Hi, good morning. Good
morning, Nikki. Wait.
She heard me talking about how I'm mad at OB that he forgot my birthday.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to say to give him a break. It happens. And I say that because Monday was actually my daughter's birthday.
Okay.
I did make a post on Facebook and tag. She was 20. She turned 29.
Did you forget to call her? Did you forget to call her or something?
Nope. I made a post on Facebook. I talked to her multiple times throughout the day.
Yeah.
And never once said happy birthday until about 5:30.
Until you went,
again.
Say,
and I was like, oh, by the way, happy birthday. And she's like, well, you said it. She was like, will you tag me in a post? And I'm like, it's still not the same.
It's not verbalizing. Yeah. So you're saying cut him some slack.
Cut him some slack. It happens. You know, he said he was training somebody at work. Maybe his mind just wasn't there. Yeah, he didn't catch on to the date.
You know what, Nikki? You said it best. His mind wasn't there.
It wasn't there.
Next. Exactly. Thank you.
Bye, Nikki.
Nikki. Have a good day.
You too.
It's not your fault that the food came right when we were about to go on the air.
I mean, technically ordered it at the perfect time for it to get here right about then.
Well, I really think that you should just eat while we talk.
Shout out Tom, our delivery driver, though. He was a very nice man, and he says he listens.
He did?
Yep.
No way.
I don't believe him. Because he seemed a little bit out of our age demographic. I ain't gonna lie to you.
What, do you think I can't pull 90-year-olds and 20-year-olds? I mean, come on.
He had a veteran Navy hat on from a war that I cannot recall. So
he might have listened.
Okay, sure. Sure. I'm not saying no.
He met the sports station. No.
He might be trying to win pride tickets. I don't know. I don't know.
Food. There's nothing worse than when your food comes and then you can't even eat it. And now it's like, I want to eat it. It's staring at us. It smells like McDonald's in here and we can't even eat it because we're on the air. So
now
let's
I'm staring at this dang pineapple smoothie going, nom, nom, nom.
I have to tell you something.
Talk to me. What's the
word? I don't want to be corny and I don't want to sound old.
We love to be corny and old.
Well, animals are weird, okay? I know that we talked about animals a little bit on Am I the Jerk, but this is a different animal. This is not about should you celebrate Mother's Day.
Same beast?
No, totally different beast. I am having a war with the animals in my yard. If you follow me on social media, you've seen there's a deer who loves to give birth every summer in my yard.
Oh,
okay?
You're a breeding ground. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm Snow White.
You're literally...
I'm Snow White, you guys. It's crazy.
Yep.
Rabbits, birds, you name it. You name it.
Lions,
I got it.
Tigers, and bears.
Throw a mouse in there here and there. I mean, we've got a full...
Oh, my.
We have got a lot of animals, and they're active in my neighborhood.
Yeah, no, you got a lot of... You literally have a lot of animals.
I am so annoyed with the birds chirping at 5 a.m. that I have now started a war, and I go out. I've cut down almost every tree I can that I know they like to make nests in because I'm so... And my neighbor the other day goes, Randy, we call him Powder because he looks like Powder. He goes, oh, these birds. I go, Randy, welcome to my life. They've been living in my yard for 2 years, and I get so angry. They build nests in my pergola. They try to build nests on the house.
Yep.
They
find an open corner in the siding.
Guard my house. This is what's so weird that I wanted to bring up. I've been watching them more and more because bird watching to me is like an old people thing, right?
It is, though.
But one day I was watching them out of my window because we're at war.
And then you catch yourself
and
doing it.
And I see I'm watching them and they're like people and it freaked me out, dude. I'm watching. They have a whole border around my house. They guard my house and I can prove it to anyone. I will pull up to my house and I will show you where they are standing guard.
Yep.
The second I pull into the driveway, the bird standing guard at the front of the yard flies around the side of the house.
Let them know.
I swear to God.
She's back.
I'm watching this like, are you people? Like,
halt production.
Are these birds? They have brains? Like,
yep.
This is weird.
Birds are robots anyway.
They literally stand ground and guard my house and they tell each other when something happens and I hear it.
The block is hot.
If I go rip down the nest, they all start talking just doing that out of nowhere.
I'm already knowing. Yep.
And I'm like, you guys are psychos. Okay. So I've never birdwatched because I can't sit still for that long, but it's such a war. You know what? Nobody asked you. I'm at such a war with these birds. I feel 100, but I don't care because I'm on a mission to make them shut up.
So you're cutting down trees.
Right.
You're ripping down nests when you
I'm
see them pop
up. I'm yelling at them. I'm watching them guard my house. And sometimes I'll go and I'll look out of the backyard and I can see them. They like to sit on my cable cord that goes across the backyard.
Yep, the lines.
It's now sagging. And I'll see
them. I wonder
why. Yeah, because they hang on it. Mm-hmm. So I'll go up to the window and I'll go, hey, and
move.
I hit the window.
Yep, move.
And they take off and they start talking to each other. I'm like, I see you. It's weird. It freaks me out because I've never paid so much attention. And I was talking to somebody I know that likes to birdwatch. I go, you know, I always made fun of you, but these guys are weird.
They're really weird.
They're like people. It's so strange how they get together and they build, like, they have like security guards.
Have you started creating little stories in your head yet?
I've thought about
it. Of like who they are and what they do.
Well, I've thought about it.
And where Fred be going on random weekends when he's gone for too long on Tuesdays, too?
I got a little weird because, you know, I go to the recycling center sometimes to drop off grass clippings or the trees.
Random stuff.
I don't like to burn my stuff. I like to take it to the recycling center.
Interesting.
So I go to the recycling center, and I was there the other day dropping stuff off, and all of a sudden, a flock of birds comes across, and they're all talking to each other, and I go, what if they followed me to the dump?
Because
they know I got three nests in here. Not honest to God.
They really might
have. They probably followed my car 3 miles and then went, where is she putting the nests we built? Like, it wouldn't surprise me after watching these guys. I just wanted to say birds are weird, and animals are weird.
Welcome to the club, dog.
Can we talk about it for a second? I had no idea they were this weird.
Birds are very strange.
It's creepy.
I'm a firm believer that birds are not real.
They're literally setting up security around my house, and mm-hmm. I can see it. It's strange.
They're controlled drones, and you're not going to tell me otherwise. I don't care.
Yeah.
No, I have a weird, weird thing about birds. I don't really like birds, to be completely honest with you. And unless we're talking about like cockatoos and teals, I'm thinking these hawks, these falcons, these doves, mm-hmm. these are all plants. They're robot birds, bro.
They're so weird. Pull up one real quick. I don't know. I know we want to eat our food, but screw it. The phones are ringing.
Hey, listen, the people deserve to know.
Hi, Kiss FM. Hi.
Hi, it's Anna from Sherman Park.
Should have known.
Hey,
she's working
Anna.
On her theme song, and we don't have anyone from Sherman Park, Anna, so I hope you get this theme song. Hey, girl, hey.
I'm trying.
Don't tell Saucy I used her line. Okay. OG Laureate Timmerman texted in and said, Allie, get rid of birds by putting up fake owl statues. I already did that.
I was going to say, we've tried that.
I got three owl statues. They figured it out. Anna, birds are weird, okay? Anna.
Yes.
She's like, I just called for my theme song. I have nothing to say.
Girl, I'm just trying to get my day in. What's up?
Do you have anything to say? What's up, girl?
The only thing I have an issue with is my neighbor down the street owning a thing.
Birdhouses.
No, owning a cock. He's out there crowing first thing in the morning.
You have a neighbor with a rooster?
That literally has a rooster out here.
Stop it.
The rooster.
In Milwaukee?
What is this, Columbia, bro?
In Milwaukee?
I kid you not.
There is a dude with a rooster that be traveling in Milwaukee.
That's weird. I actually know him.
Is it the guy that be dressing his rooster, or is this rooster just free range?
I think they're free range.
Okay, so this is not the same guy.
That's
I know
weird.
A guy that dresses a rooster and be traveling the country.
Stop it.
For real.
Oh, God.
I'm sure he talks to the birds, too. And tells them what's going on.
Well, at this rate, honestly, I feel bad because I was going off about the birds on my house, but it sounds like Anna deals with a rooster, so never mind.
She got a wake-up alarm. I feel like I'm back in Columbia.
Who needs the rooster when you got kids?
Well, amen. And do you think I have more issues than we thought because I fight with birds that can't talk back?
No,
or?
I think you're just finally joining the club, bro. None of us think birds are real. Nobody wants to say it out loud.
They're so weird, dude.
Mm-hmm.
It weirded me out. Okay, that's all. Anna, thanks for calling. Bye.
Bye.
She's like, I didn't have anything to say, but there's a rooster.
But my neighbor got a rooster, and boy, it'd be cock-a-doodle-dooing.
414-533-1037 if you want to chime in, because I just had to go off for a second about how weird animals are. What?
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 What you trying to do?
Eat and take calls if they want to call.
I mean, we got things to do. We got things to get to.
Oh, shoot. You're bringing up Pride Fest. No, they got to wait 5 minutes.
You got to wait?
We're not ready yet.
Oh,
we're not ready.
Hey.
Sorry.
Don't tempt me.
Not yet. Hold on. I'm busy complaining about birds.
Birds are weird, though, for real.
Pride Fest tickets in less than 5 minutes. Hold on.
Do you feel better?
Oh, my God.
Did this help? Were you just hangry? Hold on.
Were you just hangry? I feel so renewed.
Was it not
you know
birds
what?
At
the
all?
The birds can live at my house all they want. 103.7, Kiss FM.
You weren't mad at the birds, were you?
No, I wanted a McDonald's Diet Coke and an Egg McMuffin. Now I feel great.
Now the world kind of makes more sense.
I was angry. That's what it was.
Yep.
Now they can come back.
Now you're good.
No, I was talking about these birds in my house, how weird they are. I've never sat and watched birds because I don't have the patience.
All the time.
But I'm so mad at them, and I've been fighting with them because I hate them making so much noise in the morning. So I started cutting down trees. I started cutting their food sources. Like, I'm going to hell, by the way. I'm talking the trees that have berries on them.
You should be depleting the
Oh, yeah. I'm like, these suckers are way too comfortable in my yard. No wonder they're so loud. They're literally living in my yard, and I'm over it.
Can I keep it a buck with you, though? Uh-huh. And I don't know how your neighbors are. I love my neighbors.
I love mine.
I dislike how nature-forward my neighbors are. I'm talking about they've got three bird baths.
Same.
They've got four bird feeders. They're feeding the squirrels trees.
You know our friend
nuts.
Callie?
Yeah. Oh, Callie?
Her husband, Nick?
Yeah. No, he doesn't.
He puts bird houses out. I go, he's so...
He's
tell Nick he's a moron because he's going to regret that. She goes, he loves watching him come get food. I go, well, that makes one of
that
us.
That makes one of us. Because guess
because
what?
Because that's the last thing I want near my house.
They will come get the food, the bird feed, the seed, the random clippings, or the carrots that you throw out into your yard. They're going to come get them from your yard, but then they're going to eat them on my trampoline.
Animals are weird.
Where my kids play. They're going to poop
annoying.
On my stuff.
And then you got poop everywhere.
And then the squirrels are going to burrow in my yard where I'm trying to regrow my grass. They don't mess with your yard. They mess with mine.
Thank you.
Woosah.
Somebody said put a bat box up. I don't even know what that is. Spray the trees with sugar water. Put solar lights in the trees. Have fake nests so they think it's occupied. Wow.
There's a bunch of things you could do. You could put up little spike things. You could put up reflective spinners.
I'm going to end it. Somebody said BB gun is the last resort. I'm not shooting anything, you sickos. I don't want to kill something. I cried when I ran over a mouse when I was a kid. I'm not going to kill it. I'm just annoyed with them. I want them gone.
Never say never.
I don't kill animals. I don't have it in, dude.
I will.
I'll kill a bug. I won't have any regrets.
Pests are bugs, in my opinion.
It's rodents, hard for me to kill.
Rodents, birds, stuff like that. Those are invasive species.
I feel bad when
species.
I cut flowers.
There you go. Well, then you're just a good human being. Never mind,
no,
bro.
No, I'm just a sucker.
Allie just wanted
just
to complain
because
she was hangry.
I was hangry. But you know what? Your birds, you have the same problem.
Our neighbor, she loves animals.
It's the same issue.
And they're retired, so they hang out. They feed the birds.
And they put them in your yard.
They put them in our yard, and then they come mess with our stuff. We try to let it go because we do like animals.
Yeah.
But
same.
The last owners of our house, they had BB guns.
If you're too nature forward, like it is an issue and you bring too many animals. Yeah.
I like nature in nature. I don't like nature in my backyard.
Yeah.
How about
same.
That? But
same.
Neither here nor there
same.
Because it's actually about love.
Thank you for moving me forward because now that I've had McDonald's, I am calm. I don't want to complain anymore. I want to do something happy.
It's about love.
It's about love. Love is love.
Love is love.
Pride Fest is happening and we cannot wait. I'm so excited. Pride Fest kicking off, you know, it's the second one right after Festa Italiana. It's June 5th, 6th, and 7th at the Summerfest grounds.
Kicking off festival season in the city.
And we're giving away tickets all week and you can win them right now. These are 3-day VIP passes, you guys. I'm talking. Three-day, which means you get in every day to Pride Fest. Jordan Sparks is one of the headliners. They have a lot of headliners. I'm so excited.
I mean, DJ Shauna going to be there.
DJ Shauna is going
to
be there.
Homie gang.
All right, 414-533-1037. Hey, let's go with caller
27?
That was random.
I don't know.
Okay, fine. Caller 27. You're going to Pride Fest. Good luck. 414-533-1037. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias, big wepa.
Buenos dias. So we're giving away 3-day VIP passes. I cannot wait for Pride Fest. It's one of the best festivals. It's
fun. It don't get
fun.
No better than that.
You can be yourself. Nobody's judging you, and it's a hell of a good time. Let
where
me tell
can
ya.
You wear a glitter thong in public and not be judged, huh?
Pride
tell me where.
Fest. Pride Fest
tell
in
me where.
Milwaukee. Only, and I love you for it.
Facts.
Pull up Elsa in Racine. Hi, Elsa. How are you?
Morning. How are you guys?
Good. I'm sure you don't get any let it go jokes. You must, I mean, this poor girl.
She's never heard about Frozen.
Never. Mm-mm. Never.
She don't got a puppy named Olaf.
It's that or where's Waldo?
Oh, because her last name's Waldo.
No, it's not.
Yes, it's this poor woman.
Yes,
poor
it
Elsa.
Is.
Well, now you just told the world who you are.
It's all right. It's okay,
that
Elsa.
That is totally okay.
That's all
she
right.
She said, girl, they knew who I was anyway.
You're going to Pride Fest.
Yay!
Woo! Oh, listen to the baby in the back.
In the back, talking about woo-woo.
Oh, have you ever been to Pride Fest in Milwaukee, Elsa?
No, I haven't. I've always wanted to go.
Yes.
This year's the year.
Well, I'll be there for sure. DZ's having knee surgery, so he might not be out there, obviously. But I'll be there, and I cannot wait to hang out with you. 3 days, you get in every single day, and you have VIP passes. So I will for sure see you. Because I'm going to work my way into the VIP area.
I'll be there.
Sounds like a plan. All right. Elsa, hold on. Don't hang up. I need to get more info, okay?
All right.
Okay,
awesome.
Bye.
Hold on.
Hold on. Dude, perfect. So excited for Pride Fest.
It's always lit, G.
I cannot wait.
And y'all know, last year was my first year going. I wasn't capping about how I was like, I'm not going to fake gas, y'all.
Yeah.
Last year was lit.
Yeah.
Absolutely lit to the degree where now I want to go more. I want to go every year. I want to make it a staple, right? Now, whether it's at the parade or the fest, I'm down for both, but you just got to celebrate the equality and the love for everybody in this city, right?
Exactly.
The all for one, one for all, and the 414 concept doesn't go that far if we don't include everybody.
Exactly. Thank you, DZ.
It was lit. Let's go.
It was such a good time.
I'm trying to be out there even if I'm hobbling on one leg.
I'll push you around in the wheelchair. I already told you.
Look for the Colombian Kiss FM flag, and that's us.
That's us. You'll know us.
Well, you'll hear us first.
Another chance to win these Pride Fest tickets, same time tomorrow.
Same place.
Same place.
Kiss FM.
Mm-hmm. Brookfield, I'm coming for you. It's about to get awkward. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Hi.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Buenos dias.
Are you scared? Because you should be.
Am I
coming
from
to this.
Brookfield? What's going
on
right now?
Listen, I lived in Brookfield at one point when I was married for about a year. It was the town of Brookfield, though. They're different. There's the town and there's the city.
Oh, they're different?
They're different.
Today, years old.
This is the city of Brookfield. I have a story to tell you, and I was trying to explain this to you off the air, DZ, and you were getting confused, so let me just put it on the air.
Okay.
Listen to this.
Did I get confused with the city and the town?
No. Listen, because thank God I knew there's a city and a town, because they're different.
They are
and
different.
I didn't want to call out the wrong people.
Sure.
But my hairstylist, who I was with, you know, yesterday getting my hair done, if you follow on social media, you know this.
Yep.
She has a son, and I remember when he was born. He's graduating from high school this year.
Oh, wow. You've been rocking with her for a minute.
Yeah. She did my hair for my wedding in 09.
Oh, wow.
We've been together a long time.
Yeah.
So she's telling me about the fact that she's throwing a graduation party for her senior in high school, Patrick. I'll just throw a shout out Patrick for graduating.
What up, P? Congrats.
And they live in Brookfield. Now, hold on. There's more to the story. She wanted to rent like a park, basically. You know, you can rent a pavilion at a park.
Oh, yeah. People do it all the time.
Yeah. She's like, you know what? I'm just going to rent a park pavilion. He's going to invite all his friends, and then I'll invite the adults I want, and we'll have a party at the pavilion on Friday night.
Okay.
Okay? So she goes to the city, and she says, hey, I want to rent the park pavilion right where they do WagFest. Right at Mitchell.
Literally
where they do WagFest.
Right there.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, so that's a nice little size pavilion.
I love that pavilion. I used to take Owen there for music classes when he was a baby.
It's
so I'm taking
classes?
The city of Brookfield has rec department classes, and I had lived there at the time. Okay. So I have spent time in there. Well, she starts telling me, I couldn't believe this. My hairstylist yesterday says she calls and books it. And when you book the park pavilion, they ask something like what high school he was graduating from, which to me is a very strange, the fact that you're asking anything personal when they're, because she's a resident of Brookfield.
So they asked the reason why you were trying to
kind
book.
Of.
So and you put graduation.
She put Catholic Memorial, which is where he's graduating from.
Okay.
Which is not in Brookfield, but so what? They live in Brookfield. They're residents.
Yeah. Why does it matter? You can send your kid to whatever school you want in Wisconsin.
Dude, DZ, somebody calls them and says to them, they can't rent the park pavilion. They can't rent the room in Brookfield unless, you ready for this?
What?
Unless, I'll tell you next. It set me off, dude. I feel like it's so messed up.
Wait, they already rented the pavilion.
She rented it,
she
and then they
it.
Called and said, you can only rent the pavilion if you're doing this one thing. And I went, they did not.
I mean, they called her, so it couldn't have been good news.
I was like, is this allowed? Like, can they tell you that? It was crazy. I'll tell you next. If you want to talk about exclusivity, boy.
Oh, no.
Hold on.
Oh, boy.
I got to tell you the rest of this story, and I hope it makes sense because it's crazy.
All right.
And then we got to have a talk, Brookfield.
Okay.
Okay. I'll tell you next. So nasty. So rude. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ.
What's the situation for real?
Somebody texted in because they know exactly what I'm talking about. Somebody knows where I'm going with this. So DZ, I was just saying that my hairstylist, I was getting my hair done yesterday, and she started telling me her senior in high school goes to Catholic Memorial, which is a private school, and she wanted to rent one of the pavilions in Brookfield from the city near Mitchell Park, where we have WagFest and stuff. And and they, so she rented it because they live in Brookfield. They're Brookfield residents.
Okay.
And then somebody called her and said, you can't rent this room unless, and I almost fell over when she told me the reason.
Unless
I had to write
what?
It down because I could not believe this. She can't rent the room unless, you ready for this? 50% of the people coming to the party are from Brookfield,
what?
Or else you can't get the resident fee.
Hold on.
So she could
fine,
rent
and
it.
I'll pay the non-resident fee. I
no,
don't
you
care.
Won't because guess what? Guess how much it jumps? It goes from $300 to $1,000.
For she a goes, non-resident?
So she went to
Brookfield,
a different...
Brookfield, y'all ain't got the juice like
no,
that. Don't
so
lie.
She went to a different park. And I said, that is crazy. She went to a different park in a different city
easily.
And rented a different pavilion. But I said, that is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. They how no one, you can't enforce it. Two, you'd never know. And that sounds like some real exclusivity BS where
this
they're trying
uppity,
to keep
bro.
People out of their town. And I hate it.
Hold
I
on.
Hate it. So I'm like, what the hell? Because somebody
wait.
Texted in and said, they knew. They said, must be a set amount of Brookfield residents attending. However, they don't check when the date comes. They have to say it, but they don't enforce
hear
it.
Hear me out,
which
though.
Which is what I told her. I go, they're never going to enforce this.
Allie, did you not say that she resides in Brookfield?
So that's it. No questions asked, in my opinion.
So you
she's
don't
a
get
resident,
to, you don't get to worry
house.
About where my guests are coming from. I
pay taxes.
100% of the renter of this pavilion
yes.
resides in Brookfield. So I am solely responsible for this. 50% of the people that are coming ain't putting down no
that's,
deposit or paying you for none
crazy.
Of this. I am 100% of a resident.
On what planet
Ooh, why
do
am
you
I
rent a park?
For, I'm
on
an
what
adult.
Planet
Hold
do
on.
You rent a park pavilion and they say you can only have it if you can prove 50% or you can have it, but you have to pay $700 more if you can't prove.
That's
again,
like somebody saying you
to
can
me this
only,
feels like an old school law that needs
is,
to be.
This is redlining. This is modern redlining.
It sounds
and I'll
like
say
racism.
It like this.
Yeah,
modern
it sounds
redlining
racist.
Because it's saying
it's
you
bizarre.
Need to be friends and invite 50% or more people that live in our
so
community.
Weird.
So now, if you're friends with people in Milwaukee, if you're friends with people at Racheen and Kenosha,
mm-hmm.
oh no, you must be Brookfield residents only.
And I'm not saying the
Excuse
people.
Me?
I'm not saying the people there made this law because I don't know who made it or rule
who else
or
did
whatever.
It?
But I'm saying somebody from the old. This is when you decide to update your rules
mm-hmm.
and you go. This was clearly made at a time when we were trying to not let people in our city, and so now we're going to be more inclusive, and we're going to. I can't even.
You
when
know,
she told me this, I almost fell over. I said, "No way they said this to you." She goes, "Correct. I live in Brookfield, but I can only get the resident fee if 50% of the people coming to the party are from Brookfield." That's
they get
nonsense.
Away with this because it's a 50% rule, right?
Well, listen
they,
to this.
They only get away with this because this is the 50% rule.
And somebody texted in saying you're also setting people up to lie, which is not right.
100%.
Because then they're lying about where the residents are from. Because
yeah, everybody here from Brookfield,
son,
guaranteed.
I'm sorry, it's none of your business what her party's for if she's a Brookfield resident. It's the fact that you, because she put graduation, then they asked what school, and I go, why they ask
matter?
What school? It's none of their damn business. And she put Catholic Memorial, and they went, oh, well, just so you know, 50% of the people coming to the party need to be from Brookfield, or you got to pay the $1,000 fee instead of the $300 fee, which then pushes you out.
Modern redlining. This ain't Wisconsin
crazy.
Ain't new to this.
Drop the rule, Brookfield.
And
I'm
honestly,
done.
It
I can't.
Needs, and it, sometimes things
Piss
need to
off.
Be upgraded, updated,
they
and
just,
very well so just
but
ignored.
I don't even
ignored.
Need to be a genius to know this was a stupid rule made a long time ago, and
mm-hmm.
the fact that you're even still, it's one thing I get, they're not going to enforce it, but the fact that you're even bringing it up is laughable. I'm like, I can't even believe you say that to people. How do you say that to people with a serious face?
How are you going to control that?
You can't.
What are you going to do? Pull up the day of the event and ask for everybody's ID?
Paul in Wauwatosa, he said, what did he say here? He wrote in and said, non-issue. Let's see here. Oh, he was the one who wrote in about must be a certain set. Okay. This is great. Paul in Wauwatosa said,
what's up, Paul?
They rented this and they don't actually enforce it. He said, we literally had Wauwatosa West grad gear hanging everywhere in the pavilion. So there was a Tosa.
Huh? In Brookfield? Huh?
You're
the
not
blasphemy.
Allowed. You're
huh?
not allowed.
The Neighborhood Association.
So there you go. So she told me this and I almost fell over, dude. And then somebody said, oh, stop it. You know how sketchy those private school parents are. They're being sarcastic. Stop
bit.
It.
I don't think this has
Come
anything
on.
To do with race, right?
Because no,
there
no,
isn't no
I don't,
race attached to them. But this is
but
segregation
was,
to a degree.
It was clearly made to create segregation
mm-hmm.
at some point. I don't think that's why this woman called and, you know, told my white ass friend she can't have her party. But it. I don't. I heard enough. I'm like, what do you mean? You tried to rent a park pavilion and they said the
yeah.
only way to get the resident fee is to have 50% of the people from Brookfield. That's the dumbest thing I ever heard because you can't prove it. You can't enforce it. And then you screw them by telling them.
I don't think I know anybody that lives in Brookfield.
Well, I do. I know quite a few. So here I am. Here I am. This is the city, though, not the town. I don't know. DZ, I just had to go off. I'm done.
I think rightfully so.
I couldn't believe this story. I said, stop it. I got to talk to the city for a second. And Brookfield, stop saying that to people. Just rent the damn pavilion to residents and move on with your life.
You know this
ridiculous.
Happens in too many places.
I agree.
And to be completely honest with you.
Don't make me call it out because I will.
We could call it what it is. It's a covenant.
It's the city. Somebody said, is this the city or town? It's the city of Brookfield. I made sure to make sure, Samantha.
It's a covenant applied to the rules and regulations mm-hmm. in an antiquated era where now people are going, why is it 50% of the residents have to be X, Y, and Z? Or why is it that you can't sell a house to somebody from a background of X, Y, and Z? Y'all, this has been going on for centuries.
Oh,
and if we're only catching
you.
Up, I get it.
And
but
now people are listening to what we're talking about because somebody texted in and said, that's absurd. Just look, the West Bend parks rent out two for less than $300 for non-residents. So that means you could go to West Bend and rent a park pavilion for cheaper than a resident. I mean, come on.
I'm not saying this is our hill, but man.
No, but I'll call out hills like this. So I would appreciate it, Brookfield, because I do visit you quite often. Mm-hmm. And when I saw a cop the other day, and he was hot. And so, listen, if you have to pull me over, fine. But I'm going
to
bring this up.
If you have to pull me over.
I'm
going to
bring this up.
Just make sure it's that cop.
When they pull me over, I'm going to be like, did you know about your pavilion policy, sir?
Did y'all know y'all be redlining y'all pavilions?
Did you know?
With covenants that are outdated. DZ put us on game to all them words. Look it up.
So I spend a lot of money is my point.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the border of Stallus, Brookfield, and mm-hmm. Elm Grove. Mm-hmm. And I spend a lot of money, and I don't like hearing stories like that. So
it sucks.
Like, can you guys get rid of that stupid park rule? Thank you and have a nice day.
Makes me want to just stay home. Guess where there isn't covenants at my
Forever.
House.
Have a good day, everybody. I'm done.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.